This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, February 19th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal. The Chinese government has already tapped into its vast surveillance network to try and control the spread of the coronavirus. Now they're teaming up with major tech companies on an app to make sure that sick people stay inside. Reporter Lisa Lin will join us from Singapore to explain. That's coming up after these headlines. Dell has announced that it's selling its RSA cybersecurity business to a tech-focused private equity firm for more than $2 billion. Dell says RSA helps more than 30,000 corporate clients manage digital security risks for their customers, and cybersecurity businesses have been popular acquisition targets lately as companies try to keep up with increasingly complex security needs. Spain is going ahead with a digital services tax on big tech companies like Google and Facebook after the European Union failed to come up with a deal to tax tech giants last year. It's a 3% tax on some digital revenue for companies with more than $812 million in global revenue. The Spanish government expects to collect around $2 billion from the tax when it goes into effect at the end of the year, which they'll put towards the country's deficit. Back in the U.S., the Dow fell on Tuesday after Apple warned that the coronavirus outbreak in China may impact its quarterly revenue. Investors are taking Apple's announcement as confirmation that the virus will have a significant impact on multinational businesses around the world. And because the virus has not yet been contained, the full economic impact of the outbreak is still up in the air for many tech companies with operations in China. And speaking of the coronavirus and tech, China is using an app to try and control the outbreak. Reporter Lisa Lin will join us from Singapore to explain. That's after the break. China's National Health Commission reported that it saw 1,886 new cases of the coronavirus on Monday. That's a lot of new cases, but it's the first day that the country has seen the daily tally fall below 2,000 since the beginning of February. Now, millions of Chinese workers are preparing to return to work, but the government is looking for new ways to track and hopefully control the spread of the virus. And they're turning to tech companies to get it done with a health rating app. Here to explain more is our reporter Lisa Lin, joining us from Singapore. Lisa, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about this app that they're developing, this health rating app. Who developed it and what does it actually do?
Sure. So right now, China's looking to get everything in the country back to normal. So that means resuming work at factories and all the other businesses. And for that, they're turning to Alibaba and Tencent, two of the largest tech companies in the country. So what Alibaba and Tencent are doing right now is they developed a smartphone feature to rate people on how healthy they are or how exposed they are to the coronavirus. So this system is being tested in Hangzhou and Shenzhen. In Hangzhou, where Alibaba is helping out the city government with such an app, users are prompted to enter their personal information and their location when they log on to the app. Other things they're encouraged to self-report is their travel history. Where have they been in the last 2 weeks? Have they been exposed to coronavirus patients or suspected patients? And in addition, they're also asked to report their physical condition. So there is a drop-down list which will ask you if you have symptoms for cough or fever or if you just have no symptoms at all. And based on all that information, the app and the system actually makes an assessment on how healthy you are and gives you a rating. So it's a color-coded rating that Alibaba's app gives you. So you're categorized into green, yellow, or red. If you're green, that means you're given the all clear to be moving freely around the city. And wherever you go around the city, you flash this barcode. You show it to someone and they take your temperature and they let you pass. If you're a red, that means you need to be home quarantined for 2 weeks and you're not allowed to move around. If you're yellow, it's somewhere in the middle. You're expected to stay at home for 7 days, report your symptoms for 7 days, and at the end of the 7 days, if your health condition's fine, you're free to go.
So this is all based on self-reporting, right?
It is.
Isn't that a little bit problematic if they're actually relying on this data to tell people whether they can go back to work or not?
Exactly. The problem with self-reporting is there is a big incentive to lie, especially when the conditions are pretty much stacked against you. Right now, what China has is pretty extreme travel restrictions that we've never seen used across the world in handling an epidemic. If you are seen to have come into contact with a coronavirus patient, a suspected patient, or even traveled to places where the outbreak is the worst, for example, the Hubei province, which is the province where Wuhan is, and that is the epicenter of the outbreak. If you're seen to have traveled to these places, then you are subject to a 14-day quarantine, typically at home, and subject to several human checks as well. So when the odds are stacked against you, there is no incentive to be truthful, especially if you don't want to be cooped at home for 14 days or if you want to just get back to work.
Yeah, I mean, especially with getting back to work, are these workers being compensated in any way for all of this lost time, or are they just losing a paycheck?
Yeah, so the way China is handling this is the various provinces have like different kind of stimulus packages to help keep the economy functioning as per normal. So it really varies from province to province. But most businesses in general want to go back to work just simply because working from home is just never as productive as working in an office, being face-to-face, having meetings face-to-face instead of having conference calls.
Well, and I'm sure people working in factories can't really work from home either, right? So it's not really for them even an option.
Exactly. And you just had Apple come out to say that the factory closures and also their store closures will hit results in some way as well. So I think you would see a ripple effect as well from the factory closures. And it's eventually going to feed into like an economic slowdown.
We've spoken to you before on this podcast about how China was tapping into its existing surveillance network to track the movement of people and by doing so, track the virus. China is asking people to share very private information like the status of their health with businesses. And that could seem like it would be a step into a much more invasive form of oversight.
So it's not really surveillance in the true sense that you're asked to carry an electronic wristband, for example, wherever you go. This is really the Chinese government trying to ascertain whether this person is fit enough to go to work and asking you to fill up a digital form to do so. I guess what might be actually rather worrying is the fact that the Chinese government is using big data to cross-check the information you put down in your forms. So, for example, there was a case a couple of days back when the Hangzhou city government put up a post on its social media account saying that it discovered that 1,000 people had lied on their applications. And they discovered they had lied on their applications by running the data through their own government database. They claim to use big data to do it. And usually when they claim to use big data to do it, they're probably cross-checking with railway station data. Did this person take a train from Hubei and lied on his application? Or did he say that he's been at home for the last 14 days, but you know, his mobile signal shows that he's been in this city and that city and really actually not at home as he had declared on the form. You know, it's a reminder that the Chinese government has all these digital tools at their disposal and they're using it.
We were talking earlier about the incentive for people to lie. How reliable is this data? People can just lie about it. And you're saying, well, actually, they can cross-check this with other information that they have to find out. So then what are the repercussions for those people, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, just to kind of close up the circle and answer your point. So what happened to those people who lied on their application? They were immediately dropped from like a green category to a red. So immediately went from someone who could travel freely around the city to someone who had to be quarantined at home for 14 days. Maybe they weren't supposed to be in the red category in the first place, but as a penalty, they were dropped there.
And just to be clear, is this app already working or is this just a beta version and we're expecting it to launch soon?
It's working in several cities. So it's working in Hangzhou City and other cities in the province that Hangzhou is in, Zhejiang Province. It's also being tested in Shanghai. It's being tested in Shenzhen and a southern province of China called Fujian. So it's being tested. But right now there are plans to roll it out nationwide, and the tech companies are still working on it. They say it could come as early as this week.
All right, Lisalyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. Don't forget that if you liked this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.